George School welcomes you to Episode 8, Fun Times in Daytona, Part 2.
Parental discretion is advised.
Freaking God, mirror people, the guys are still out there, right?
Well, they haven't called me yet. Patty, how about you?
Yeah, just before they got on the boat, that was around 11:20, and I haven't heard from them since. Why don't you give them a call and see what's up?
What's up? Hey, what's up?
Yeah, joint.
You know that might not be a bad idea. A good way to say goodbye to the neighborhood before pulling out of here.
And I have one ready to go.
What?
Hey, what's up? Wouldn't have pictured you for a smoker.
Yeah, I'm just an old hippie. Been smoking for years, and I grow my own now.
Well, alrighty then. Scared of you.
Okay, there's no answer on any of their phones. This shit is too crazy right now. Let's give them some time. They took their stuff, right?
Nope. Dee didn't think they would be needing them. Plus, they wanted the space in the boat for Cliff and his stuff.
Damn! Leslie, Patty, you two gotta hit this. This is some good weed. Better than mine.
Oh, shit!
What's wrong?
Ooh, head rush. Yes, that's some damn good weed, Carol.
Why, thank you. Wow, I wish I'd gotten to know you all before all this, because it's usually just me and Lorraine. Ray's not into it, though.
Do the guys smoke too, Patty? I wouldn't think Daryl does with him being a surgeon, but I'm quite sure the other two do.
Yes, he does. It stops the nightmares he has.
Oh, from PTSD? I hear a lot of vets use it to help with that.
No, he just has crazy, wild, violent, vivid dreams.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, he's had them since he was a teenager.
Like what?
Shit like this, actually. And you know what? I really like this band.
Yeah, who is this again?
Crash Rocket.
Still no word from Broderick or Terry? And where's Bill?
Nope. Nada. It's only been an hour and a half since the news report, and Bill hasn't come out of his room all morning.
So, you're just sitting around here loafing when there are things to do? It would be nice to have everything packed up in the trucks for when they get back so we can get out of here today or tonight. So get up, go find Sam to give you a hand and get those trucks loaded.
Yes, ma'am. Sam. Hey, Sam. Hey, you in there?
Yeah, come on in.
Hey, Elise wants us to go ahead and start loading the trucks up. She wants to leave when Terry and Broderick get back. Between you and me, I'm not so sure they're coming back.
Well, I don't think they're dead, but I do believe they're in trouble. They've been gone all night, and here it is almost 1 o'clock. You know sooner or later, you're going to have to make a decision.
What decision?
To leave if they don't come back. Well, the last of my things are ready to go. Why don't you grab that bag there, and we could take it out to the truck, and then we could try to get little Sammy in his cage for the trip.
I've said it once, I'll say it again. A rooster is a strange comfort animal to have. You couldn't be like everybody else and find a cat or a dog. Nope, had to be a rooster. But I'll help you. Come on before Elise starts to scream at us again.
Yeah, her nerves are a little on edge right now. We don't need to upset her anymore till they get back.
Aren't you two a sight for sore eyes? How long's it been, Frank? 5 years now since Jacksonville?
Yeah, 5 years.
Rick, how do you know these people again? I don't recall you mentioning anyone's names. Frank from Jacksonville. But I definitely remember you saying the name Frank from when my brother got shot.
Whoa! We didn't shoot anybody. Hold your horses there, fella.
Terry, calm down. These aren't the ones from the other night. I'd tell you if they were. I met them while I was welding on the ships at Mayport.
Hey, I don't know who you think we are, nor do I care. But what I do know is we are in a pile of shit, and we need to dig our way out. Hey, D, Cliff, are you two armed?
Jim Bowie.
Yeah, a set of darts. We'll need to wrap the handles for combat. Here you go. Looks like they're wearing armor, so go for the neck.
Bruh. Look at me. Just the three darts, D? Come on. This is us, man.
Hey, no one's getting my dagger.
Darts, daggers, Mayport. It all seems such a strange coincidence to me. I'm sorry, but my brother was shot the other night, and I am looking for the people who did it.
Hey, can you keep the family reunion down over there? We don't need the guards coming in and beating someone to death again.
Sorry, we'll keep it down. So what are you planning to do?
Well, I can tell you that much. We're not staying here.
Right, D. Give him the other dart. Hey, buddy, what's your name?
Antoine.
Could you come over here for a minute? So, tell me what happens when the guards come in after making noise.
Well, there was this couple in here, and they just kept arguing and wouldn't stop fighting. Finally, four guards came in, and two of them beat the man to death, and the other two took the woman away. She hasn't come back.
Hey, D, what do you think? Bad friends?
Bad friends.
That shit never works. Oh, this is gonna be real interesting. Real interesting. I mean, real interesting.
What's bad friends?
You know, two people, well, really, two of the weakest people, start fake fighting to cause a distraction, and then we all jump the guards when they come in.
Oh, well, that never works. What movie did you get that from?
Bad Boys. Where else?
Oh, shit.
Sentinels!
Yes, my queen, your will be done.
Bring me the rest of these strange creatures. Maybe one of them will have the answers to why we're here. And if not, well, at least they're good for sport.
yes,
my queen, on your honor.
Hear them coming.
Wait, break.
That sounds like more than four.
Yeah! We're gonna need a new plan.
Don't worry. Opportunity will present itself.
What the fuck did you just say?
Everybody, huddle up on the floor and be quiet.
Nate Chuck!
Okay, there's 10 of them. This is going to be a problem. I mean a real fucking issue.
Oh, sweet God, we need to pray.
Praying ain't gonna help this situation.
Nate Chuck!
I think they want us to go with them.
All of us? This is different than last time.
I'm getting a bad feeling about this, Broderick.
D, Mike, Cliff, you three ready to get this party started? We're gonna have one shot at this. Hopefully they can't understand what we are saying.
Yeah, we're good to go.
Bill? May I come in? Bill, where are you? The bed wasn't slept in. Bill? Jimmy! Get in here! Jimmy!
Oh my God! What just happened?
Well, just don't stand there. Let's go!
What in the hell is going on in here? Elise, why are you screaming and crying for God's sakes?
In the closet. Sam, no, don't go in there.
Jesus, Bill. What the hell did you do? Jesus.
I need to see, Mom. What's going on?
No, honey. Bill hung himself in the closet, and you don't need to see that.
Mom! I don't need protecting all the time! Now let me in there! Why? Jesus fucking Christ! Bill! Why did you do that to yourself? Why?
Sam! Where are you going? Damn it! Broderick, where are you?
Elise, I'm gonna cut him down, okay?
Yes. Get him down from there and lay him on the bed for me, please. I have to go after Sam.
Wenn in uns jetzt nicht. Let's try this again. Welcome to my castle. I hope the accommodations are quite suitable to you smelly creatures.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, if they got all this money and stuff like that, man, why does castle look like this, man? Look like ain't nobody been living in this thing for a long time, man. I mean, ain't got no lights, ain't got no snacks and nothing.
Quiet when the queen is speaking, slug.
Hey! What did you just call me? Your mama's a slug, and your granny is a horse slug. Mike?
I guess you all are wondering why I snatched you from your miserable lives and brought you here. I have a question for you that so far none of the other slugs were able to answer. Now mark my words, I am not to be played with. Lothos, would you please?
Yes, my queen?
No!
Yeah, that was a bit brutal.
Now that I've gotten my point across, can any of you tell me how we came to be here? And if you say that stupid scientist again, I will slaughter the lot of you. Your race is nowhere near that kind of technology. It has to be someone from my world.
That stupid scientist is from your world, dimension, whatever. He broke ours and your world.
Yeah, he has wings like you, but he's black in color.
Vinkar? Vinkar? Okay, now that makes sense. He's been gone from our world since he brought the drain down upon us and they laid waste to the lands and seas. Killed millions upon millions. Then they just left no takeover, no help in rebuilding, just death. Like we were toys to play with. But now I found new toys myself.
Okay, that's not sounding good at all.
I'm guessing we are the toys.
Well, I'm nobody's toy. Or nobody's bitch. You better get that straight.
Me neither.
You all are a lot more talkative than the rest. Good, good. No, and no, no, and no, and no.
Damn! That's some Lord of the Rings Gandalf shit right there.
Now for some sports. If one of you can beat my champion, then you will all be set free. So far, everyone's been eaten.
She plans to feed us to a shark? We are so dead. I'm not fish food.
Frank? Mike? Cliff?
D!
I got this.
Wait!
What the hell did he just do?
I can't say that anyone's ever jumped in on their own like that.
He's been quiet, my queen. Maybe he's ready to die for your greatness.
Oh, Lothos, we have blood.
Yes.
Wait. Who or what are you people?
He's really good in the water.
Like Aquaman, but the black version.
No. No, no. No, he's killed my pet. He's killed my pet. Sentinels!
Yes, my sweet queen, we will be done.
Get ready.
Kill them all.
Spread out. Don't make it easy for them. They have spears.
Antoine, behind you. Look out.
Ah!
There's 10 of them, and now only 14 of us.
Get away. Get away from
me.
Make that 9.
I see you turning in on the fun. Whoa!
No.
Oh no, you didn't!
No!
What is going on here? Lothos, Rainhaven, Crane.
Yes, my queen.
Son of a
Took your shit while you were chanting.
Yow!
Oh. Yeah, they just got stronger.
Frank! Not now.
Damn it.
Got you. It's okay. Just let go. Let go.
Okay. Let's see if you know this trick. Nope. You sure didn't. Hey, Lothos, right? Try me on for size. As you can see, I'm no pushover.
Don't worry, I don't push. I will bleed. Son of a
Oh, Nelly. That was close. I'll bleed next time.
Roderick, you okay, dude? He hit you so hard, you flew like 20 feet.
Yeah, I'm good. Got the wind knocked out. Just be careful around him.
How many of us are left?
Who the hell is counting? Just keep fighting!
Enough of this!
She's drowning him in a bubble of water. Jesus!
About time I join the fight. I see you are all more capable than I first realized.
This one is mine.
Well, come on, I'm not through with you yet.
Now, who's next?
They've killed the queen!
Okay, D, give me your hand.
Wait, I gotta get my knife back.
Fuck that knife and get up here. You've been out of the fight for too long.
Damn it, man. That was a good knife.
Okay, it's us six versus three supercharged mermen. Terry, you ready to die?
Yes, but not today.
I'm gonna rip you all apart and squash you like the smelly slugs you are.
Prepare to die, slugs.
If anybody has any ideas, now would be the time to say it.
Nope, I'm fresh out.
What in the Sam Hill was that?
What mischief are you up to?
Yeah, that would be a Navy torpedo. Whoa!
The floor is giving away!
Hey! I got daylight over here!
Everybody, head for the hole in the wall!
Get back here!
Whoa, now. That's a long way down.
What you waiting for?
Is he always this crazy?
Yep, and so am I.
Just go, go, go! This place is coming down!
Back in the drink again.
Fucking water?
Here's the Coast Guard.
Yes!
Jimmy, you, Sam, and I may have to leave without Rick and Terry. Who knows if they're gonna make it back here in time? It's almost 2 o'clock now, and we need to be going soon.
Elise, I'm not good at this. I mean, Bill committed suicide, and now we have to leave. And we don't know if Terry and Broderick are alive or dead. They're not even answering their phones.
I know. But Jimmy, we can't wait forever. Now what about the truck? Is it ready?
All we have to do is jump in and go.
Good afternoon, America. Charlie Carmichael here to bring an update to the afternoon news before the world goes dark once again. So for our first report, we'll go back to Daytona Beach, Florida, where the Navy is staging a rescue operation on the castle. But first, I have some bad news. Due to the event, the disruption of the financial system, and the lack of communications with other countries, experts are now saying the world economy will crash in weeks. The government is dispatching teams to relay information to and from other countries. We are told, due to the loss of connection to most satellites used for communications, that the systems keep crashing from all the traffic. Okay, this means there may be outages to our financial institutions. As of now, credit accounts are suspended. There will also be times that debit cards won't work. This is a temporary fix till the country is fully running again. Now, to Daytona Beach with our correspondent, Bridget Smiley, who's with some survivors from the castle. Bridget?
Thank you, Charlie. Bridget Smiley here, reporting from Daytona Beach at a makeshift Coast Guard station next to the edge of the zone. I am currently standing next to an 18.5-foot wall of water. The Coast Guard has put together a 20-foot deck next to the zone to dock with the Navy rescue boats as they bring survivors back from the castle. Charlie, the Navy came with two subs and a cruiser and laid siege to the castle, which crumbled into the ocean. The ocean rescue teams moved in and pulled any and all survivors from the water and brought them back safely to the shores. Now, speaking of survivors, I'm here with six friends. Five of them went into the zone to rescue their friend, but unfortunately all were captured by mermaids.
Hey, y'all, look! Look!
Carol, what are you about right now?
Great Jehoshaphat! Mom, Jimmy, you gotta see this on the news! It's Rick and Terry!
Sam, don't be playing with me. I'm in no mood.
I'm not! I swear!
Oh my God, let's get in there.
Patty, Leslie, the guys are on the TV. Oh. Oh, shit!
Broderick? Whoa, y'all practice that?
What?
Dear heaven, it is them. They are alive.
I told you they're coming home.
Well, all right.
they call them, and they describe them as almost human, but with gills and wings. And get this, they also use magic. So I'm going to let them tell their story. Daryl?
Yeah. Where to start?
Look out. I got this, D. Well, our friend Cliff was stuck on his roof for the past 2 days, and we were getting ready to leave the state when Cliff finally got us on the phone. So that's when D got this plan to use our friend's boat to come and get him.
And then what happened?
Well, we picked him up, and a few people tried to jump in our boat. But unfortunately, we had no room for them.
That's when the mer people came. They destroyed the boat and snatched us from the water and took us to the castle. Hey, sorry about the boat, Ron.
We were thrown into a cell with 17 other people. That's when we ran into Broderick and Terry here.
You say 17 people, but what happened to the rest?
Murdered by the Queen and her guards. Hell, we almost bought that ticket while the Queen was questioning us.
Questioning? What was the Queen asking?
About Dr. Samuels and how they came to be here.
You say they used magic? How?
Pretty much, the Queen did. She cast a spell for us to understand them, put me in a water bubble, and threw me across the room.
Then what happened?
The Navy came and rescued us, and now we are here.
That was Daryl, Mike, Frank, Cliff, Broderick, and Terry as they told their harrowing tale of being captured and facing death before the Navy sent 2 subs, which launched 4 assault teams, into the castle. And now 6 friends get to see another day. Back to you, Charlie.
Wow. Thank you, Bridget. What an incredible story. Wow. Just amazing. Now, in our next segment, why North and South Carolina and West Virginia are asking for settlers. Whoa. What the?
Well, hello, Mr. Carmichael. Hope I'm not catching you at a bad time, but I couldn't just pass up your invitation.
Are you here to kill me?
No, Charlie. Oh, I must apologize. My appearance must be disturbing to you. Just a second. Now, how's that? Better?
Better.
Oh, Charlie, you must relax. May I sit?
Why, yes. Please do.
Why, thank you, Charlie. Well, are you going to ask me a question?
Question, right. Well, I guess we'll start with the one that's on everyone's mind. Why?
Yes, that question. Well, let me start like this. Charlie, I've been in this dimension since World War II. And Charlie, that's a mighty long time. So let me ask you this, Charlie. Ever woke up in the morning and not felt like yourself? Well, I felt like that for all these years, since I accidentally landed here.
You say landed. You landed here?
Charlie, don't interrupt. Yes, landed here. You see, in my dimension, our races once looked like yours. But we also used magic along with science, and through the years, that magic helped our races evolve into what you've seen.
That was 75 years ago. How old are... Never mind. So, why haven't you shown the world your true form before all this?
Well, that has to do with your dimension. That it is similar, but not exactly like mine. And my true form, so to speak, is still tied to it somehow. So I fought, and I sought, and finally came up with a solution to my problem. I have a confession, Charlie. I was able to create my first window years ago, and was able to transform back into my true form. for the first time in all these years. It was good. I was able to fly again, but the window only lasts for a short bit. And then, well, Charlie, I even have a funny story. I was once seen in my true form, flying one night, and the people thought I was the Mothman. I guess you had to be there.
So I take it the merpeople off the coast of Daytona are from your dimension also?
Yes, they are. And they were a mistake. I didn't want to bring any other life form from my dimension. Just the atmosphere that would allow me to change and use my magical abilities again.
Dr. Samuels, don't move. We're taking you in. And the building's on lockdown and the authorities are on the way.
Now, where were we, Charlie, before I was so rudely interrupted?
Wow. Was that magic you just used? And are you invincible?
Yes, Charlie, that was magic. And no, Charlie, that's the joke of life. No one is invincible. We all die. But that was a good try, Charlie. But you're just going to have to figure out how to kill us all on your own. And good luck.
So, Dr. Samuels, how does your magic work?
Charlie. That's a sign of a good reporter. You just keep poking and poking. This is why I love the media. But to answer your question, Charlie, spellcrafting is a craft that is learned. All spells have rules to be obeyed. Sorry to be a party pooper, but time is dwindling away. So let me help you move this along. This is a warning to President Price. Do not bomb the zones. Just like you, the higher life forms can pass back and forth easily. And we don't want the drain coming.
We have the building surrounded. Come out with your hands up.
Well, that's my cue, Charlie. Our interview has come to an end. Silly insects.
Is he gone? Oh boy, I almost crapped my pants.
Hey, they're back.
Thank God, there's no blood on the truck.
Blood on the truck?
Yeah, from their last escapade.
Well, welcome home, survivors.
Oh, you saw that.
I think the whole world did, hon.
And what's up with Broderick being with all of you?
Daryl, are you okay? Where'd all that blood come from?
It's not my blood. All right, let me tell you guys. He killed a shark. And it was kind of a big shark. For real. And then the Navy came.
Don't forget about the fight.
And Broderick?
He was there first, but we'll talk on that later. It's almost 4. We need to get going.
Okay. Let's go look through the house one last time.
Hey, where's Ray?
He's asleep in the RV, so he'd be good for driving.
Excellent. Let's get going. We have a few more to pick up on the way out.
What?
What? Wait for me, Sam.
Elise! Sam! Jimmy! We're home.
Well, it's about time, you two. I see you're still alive. Come give me a big hug, you big lug. Don't you ever leave me like that again.
Hey, Sugar Plum. Hey, what's going on with you?
We should go in and sit down. Something happened while you were away.
Where's Bill?
Welcome back, brother. Derry.
Okay, what the fuck's sake's going on here? And where's Bill?
Just... come in.
George School, we'd like to thank all who helped create this episode. We would like to thank the creators from SoundLead.com and the band Crash Rocket for loaning us their music. Thank you all.
Wooden son of a boy.
Darts, daggers, Mayport. It all seems...
scrap. Shit.
Yeah! All right! All right! Yeah! Let's go!
Man, you must got me fucked up, man. I'm nobody's toy or bitch. This ain't Toy Story. I ain't Buzz Lightyear and you damn sure ain't Woody.
That was Daryl, Mike, Frank, Cliff, Broderick, and Terry as they told their harrowing tale of being captured and facing death. Retake, sorry.
There are things to do. It would be nice to have everything packed up in the trucks for when they get back. So we... Sorry.
I've said it once, I'll say it again. A rooster is a strange comfort animal to have. You couldn't be like everybody else and find a cat or a dog. Nope, had to be a rooster. But I'll help you... Run it back.
Okay, there's no answer on any of their phones. This shit is too crazy. Right now. Oops.
Hey! Sorry. Skipped it. Sorry.
On lockdown and authorities are on the way.
All right.
Are you sure you're ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
They call them. They describe them as almost human, but with gills and wings. And they also...
I'm going to rip you all apart like the... squash!
Oh, shit.
Ah! quiet when the queen is speaking, slug.
Vinkar? Okay, now that makes sense. He's been gone from our world since he brought the drain down upon us and they laid waste to the lands and seas. Killed millions upon millions, and then they just left. No takeover, no help in rebuilding, just death. Like they... Sorry.
Crash rocket. Oh, I gotta do that over.
Okay, D. Give me your hand, but first sanitize it. Previously, before the coronavirus. Okay, D, give me your hand, but make sure you wipe it down, Lysol, sanitize, wet naps, something, before you give me your hand, please. Check it between the fingers, too. And cubicles, all that good stuff. Appreciate you, player.